This is CBS Eye on the World with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory, I read the headlines and I despair. Eritrea accused of starting offensive on Ethiopia's Tigray. Eritrea starts big offensive in Ethiopia's Tigray region. And then more, Ethiopia rejects UN report warning of crimes against humanity in Tigray. Tigray Popular Liberation Front is a provocateur, and it ranged close to the capital last year when we were talking about the threat to the prime minister and the central government. Now Eritrea is in the story, and as I recall, Eritrea was allied in some fashion with Addis Ababa. What is the status of the civil war?
Well, the civil wars, I think we need to be talking about in terms of modern Ethiopia. What we saw in the last weeks was the TPLF trying to have a last-ditch revival of its conflict with the central government. What the central government has successfully achieved over the last 6 to 8 months, having militarily defeated the TPLF on the battlefield, was to ensure that the TPLF was not any longer supported with money, arms, or other support from the outside world. Now, the TPLF has interpreted this cutoff of aid to the TPLF as a cutoff of humanitarian aid to Tigray, which is not the case. What the national government is doing since the TPLF's restarted the war in the last few weeks is that the central government is now mopping up, if you like, the TPLF. And this may be the TPLF's last stand. It's the TPLF nonetheless controls huge, if you like, information warfare resources in the United States and Europe, and is controlling, with the help of the U.S. State Department, a lot of the reports circulating in the media and through the UN Human Rights Commission that this is a human rights tragedy caused by the federal government in Addis Ababa. It's not. I mean, not to say that the Ethiopian government forces are, shall we say, kind and gentle at all, but it's a war which was restarted by the TPLF, and in which the TPLF will use any form of human shield necessary to save itself. I think it's too late, but the Eritrean forces are ready to support the Ethiopian government in curtailing the TPLF in Tigray. This they've been held off on this by the Addis Ababa government because the Addis Ababa government has no vested interest in upsetting the peaceful population, if you like, of Tigray by inviting the Eritreans, you know, to declare war on Tigray. The real problem, though, is that the war is just now being taken to the OLF, the Oromo Liberation Front, which is from another ethnic and regional group, the Oromo people, and not all of them, of course, but the Marxist group, separatist group, the OLF, which has been funded and armed for many years by the Egyptian government and others, and they are ratcheting up their attacks on neighboring ethnic groups, particularly the Amhara people, as well as also the Afar people. The Afar are largely Muslim and of Somali extraction, and the Amhara, if you like, are the traditional high caste of the Ethiopian government, particularly under the Solomonic rule of recent centuries.
Gregory, the puzzle here remains, how is it that the U.S., siding in some fashion with the Tigray Popular Liberation Front. Prime Minister Abe won the Nobel Peace Prize for settling the conflict with Eritrea. Eritrea is now at war with, or in some fashion, combat with, the TPLF. What does the U.S. He's got a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He's resolved the conflict with Eritrea. What does the U.S. want Abe to do about the TPLF? Do they have a plan?
Well, I don't think they have a plan, and I think we have to be careful about using the term the U.S. We're consistently seeing great divisions within Washington political circles, and it's not along party lines. It's not Republican or Democrat. You're seeing the State Department, and in this case, the White House and the National Security Council, supporting the TPLF largely because the TPLF became a client of the earlier Obama administration, when the Obama administration wanted to put in drone operations out of airfields in southern Ethiopia, and the TPLF was then the government of Ethiopia. So there was a lot of money changing hands to get the TPLF, which ran the Ethiopian government, to do what the Obama administration wanted. Subsequently, these friendships having been forged between Obama-Clinton people and the TPLF, that subsequently went on to be a continuing friendship when the Trump administration came in and the Obama-Clinton former officials started taking jobs in lobbying firms, many of which continued to have relations with the TPLF, even when the TPLF decided to quit government for a period in 2018.
Quickly to Nigeria. There's bad flooding, I read from The Guardian. There's also the theft is a major factor for the headlines. This is Reuters. Crude oil theft in Nigeria, which is blamed for throttling output and exports, is tantamount to treason that should be punished by the stiffest possible penalty. This, according to the Speaker of the House of Representatives in Nigeria. Is Nigeria in any fashion moving towards resolving this oil theft? We have a couple of minutes.
The oil theft is just a small part of it. Nigeria is moving to elections in late February next year. And most of the candidates, because the current president cannot stand for another term, and the country couldn't stand him for another term either. The reality is that the new candidates for the presidency are all pretty much committed to curbing this corruption, and this over a wider area than just the oil issue. The Nigerian economy is fairly stagnant, but it's not declining, largely because it's now diversified way beyond the oil and gas sector. But the reality is that the new president of Nigeria, if Nigeria is to succeed in pulling itself out of this, is going to have to take very, very radical measures to repurpose the Nigerian population. And there's evidence that this will be the case. I was down in Nigeria, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, meeting extensively with officials from all politicians from all shades of the political spectra, and I'll be having more meetings this week with them. It's interesting that there is now a sense of that this is a watershed period where there's the old cartoon in the New Yorker said of two guys tossing a coin: heads we go global, tails we liquidate. Nigeria is in a make or break situation right now. And there are one or two candidates for the presidency who are prepared to rise to the occasion.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, commenting quickly on the updates of the Ethiopian civil wars, plural, and Nigeria, which is the most populous state in Africa, rich in natural resources and deeply, deeply, deeply troubled. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.